All right, welcome back. Welcome back. You're tuning in to Getting Real and Uncut with Cynthia D. All right, now we're going to jump into this topic. We're talking about bad breakups. A lot of us been through a bad breakup before. It tore us apart mentally. It tore us apart spiritually. It just messed us up completely. And right now, I'm going to read some bad breakups that I saw on the internet. And then if you guys want to chime in to me about a bad breakup that you went through, we can talk about it. So this is 11 painful breakup stories that will hurt your heart because, this is on EliteDaily.com. So here are some of them. So let's just start into it. All right. This girl got an email. Okay, so this girl. Okay, here it is. I'm not going to say her name because I don't know who she is. So she said she was dating a guy for about 4 months and things were going good, she thought. The last week, he talked to her a bit less. It seemed kind of strange. They were both invited to a mutual friend's party, so she figured she'd ask him what was up there. So she arrived first, and he came a bit after and introduced everyone to his new... So she was there and he introduced everyone to his new girlfriend. He ignored that she was there, but she didn't want to cause a scene at her friend's house. So she waited until the next day, bitched him out, and his response was, "Yeah, that wasn't how I planned for that to go down. Yeah." So basically, this girl went to a party that they had with a mutual friend, and he introduced everybody to his new girlfriend and just left her there. That's crazy. All right, so this girl... This one's from someone else. They said directly after sex, while still naked beside him, he broke up with her. So he smashed her and then said, "All right, so you about to leave?" Now that's kind of messed up, but let's keep it going. Another person, here it is. She says her ex dumped her the day before finals. Ooh, we both were pre-meds. Ooh. She found out later through mutual friends he was using her for sex and to help on lab reports. That is so childish. That is a college move. For y'all, some of y'all that's already tuning in. So this is what happened. These are painful breakup stories. This is on EliteDaily.com. This girl, she was a pre-med. Her boyfriend, he was a pre-med. Pre-med students. Found out through a mutual friend he was using her for sex and to help on lab reports. All right, he definitely had some insecurity issues with her because he was used to being the smarter one in the relationships. Okay, here we go. But she can't get over the fact that he tried to sabotage her by dumping her the day before finals. She said she did nothing to deserve that, but jokes on him. It was a straight A semester for me, so evidently he failed, but she passed. That's messed up. Like, why would you dump somebody the day before finals? It's just crazy how he used her for sex and to help on lab reports, and then he ended up failing and she ended up passing. Like, that's kind of funny. All right, somebody pulled. Now, this is called pulling a disappearing act. This is still on bad breakups. This person says she was abandoned without any words, or any explanation or warning or answers or nothing. One day, she excited planned a future with her husband. The next day, he was just gone. Cut all contact, in my opinion. It doesn't get much worse than that. Yeah, girl, I feel sorry for you. All right, so this other person says she's been dating for 2.5 years. They were dating her boyfriend said for 2.5 years. Bought a plane to Seattle for him because they live in NY, so he could go visit his family because he didn't see them in a while. Okay, that's nice. So when he left a week later, he said was she going to stay another 2 weeks because his grandma wasn't doing... Okay, he was using her. He was going to see somebody else in all these different cities. Was asking her, he said his grandma isn't doing well. 2 weeks turned into a phone call while she was at work, taking care of a special needs girl, saying so he got a girl pregnant and said he wasn't coming back. Ooh, girl, I know how that feels. You be with somebody, then they end up getting somebody else pregnant. Now, this has happened. This is a painful breakup in a long-distance relationship. This is all on EliteDaily.com. Now, his girlfriend was studying abroad. She went to, her girlfriend. Okay, so this is another couple. She went to visit her Went to visit her 7 months saving to be able to buy a plane ticket. And when she arrived, she almost immediately told her that she had someone else. So this person went, flew overseas to come see this girl. Come to find out, she said she was somebody else. The ticket, of course, was non-refundable. So she had to spend 5 days, or he had to spend 5 days completely heartbroken in a city that I didn't know, filled with people whose language I didn't speak, without the means to go home. So this person flew overseas. The girl said she didn't want him. So because the flight was non-refundable, he had to stay overseas for 5 days. And he said it was the fucking worst week of my life. Yes, son. I would have felt played too. All right, so here's another one. She says, my boyfriend went to see his family. His family had stayed away before he left. I noticed I was very nauseous. Oh, this girl was pregnant. All the time, and my boobs were sore. So he was nervous when he left and said he'd be back soon and keep him updated, okay? So it started getting bad, cramping and bad bleeding. Thought it was just my period, but then the bleeding stopped after 1 day. So she went to the doctor for the test to make sure everything was good. Turned out she was pregnant and she miscarried. This is sad. Okay, she also had first stage signs of cervical cancer due to HPV. He had given her that they would have to laser off. Oh, wow. So she kept him informed of what was going on. He freaked out and never returned, admitting he had been cheating on her with another girl in his hometown. That is horrible. Okay, first, this girl was pregnant. She had a miscarriage. She had signs of cervical cancer due to HPV that he gave her. And they had to take it off with a laser. She told him what was going on. He freaked out. And then because of all that pressure that he had on, he told her he was cheating on her with another girl in his hometown. Now, that's horrible. That's horrible. Okay, so this girl, this next person, had a baby with a girl, his fiance, in July, but placed her for adoption after birth. Left for Afghanistan in August and received a Dear John email. Ooh, he got, damn. Telling him that she'd been hooking up with, So, they had a baby, placed the baby for adoption. He went to Afghanistan. He received a breakup message through an email saying that she hooked up with his best friend, and he said he nearly killed himself over it and cried himself to sleep every night, mopping up the tears with our daughter's hospital blanket. Oh, wow. Now that's just, females. Some females are cutthroat. You know, you had this baby with your fiance. He went, you know, they y'all put the baby up for adoption. This guy, he went to Afghanistan, got a Dear John email telling him that she hooked up with his best friend, and he almost killed himself over the girl and was crying himself to sleep at night. Woo, that's tough. When a girl, but some women, we can be very cutthroat. We would date your best friend and you wouldn't even know. Because, like I said, like I said last week, for women can cheat so easily. Sometimes we'll have a guilty conscience on us because we are emotion. We base our feelings on emotions and how we feel and things like that. But telling this man through an email, hey, I'm sleeping with your best friend. Basically saying she didn't even care about the little girl or anything, like the baby that they just had. You know, that's kind of messed up in so many ways. Okay, so this is another one. This guy, he met his soulmate of a girlfriend, Peyton, and fell madly in love with her. They would see each other every week, every day, spend hours on Skype and the phone just talking, never running out of topics. Okay, so it started off kind of good, little puppy love. Then went in for about 8 months until one cold day in January. I always start at the beginning of the year. He was getting ready for a normal day of college. Oh, all these breakups happen in college. And he received a phone call from her mother that Peyton was involved in a serious car crash and was being airlifted to the hospital. So he lived an hour away, and that day he made it in 38 minutes to find my best friend in love sitting in the upper cast. I don't know what that is. Oh, she was okay. She suffered from brain bleeding, broken collarbone, 3 ribs, entire right arm, wrist, hand, shoulder, and a punctured lung. Ooh, damn. But without a beat, she smiled when he came in with her favorite flowers and candy. The problem, most of her memory was gone. Her memory was gone. And she didn't know who he was. So he tried for the past 2 years to get her back, and it's not really working. Some memories she remembers, but not much overall. She was taken from me, and if you're reading this page now, I will always love you. Okay, that's sad. That's real sad. So here's the last two stories I'm gonna read. So she catches this woman, she casually dated this guy for a month or two before he found someone else to be more serious with him. She said she didn't want anything serious, so she wasn't upset or anything. When he parted ways, however, the very next day, she could barely keep herself together. She didn't know what happened, but she felt like her entire world was crashing down. She missed him so much. She would cry for hours every day, wake up crying, go to bed crying, at work crying. She would stare out the window, hoping he'd come back one day. Shit. Then it went on for 4 months. She finally reached out to him, told him how she felt. He felt the same way. Oh, this is 3 months later. They are married. Okay. So, you know, at first she wasn't really feeling dude. And then, you know, she's like, you know what? I'm feeling him. Next thing you know, they got married. So that was, you know, that was some joy. That was some pain in that little joy, you know, whatever it's called. All right, that's good. It's cool. Cool. All right. So this is how you bounce back from a bad relationship. Here are a few tips. You know, for women, like I said, okay, so when I went through one of my bad relationships, it happened, This happened after my son, after I had my son. Ooh, this thing is hurting my head. It happened after I had my son. So what I did was, you know, I got myself together, started fixing myself up, started doing my hair and things like that. I slept around. It made me feel good. That's when I was immature. I started looking good as hell. I was fine, you know. Back then I was young. I was 25, whatever. So I did all that. That was really a breaking point. So I feel like the only way to actually redeem myself was to look good and feel good. Now, 3 years now, I have been taking pride in how I look. I'm working out, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially. I'm working out. I got my hair cut because I wanted to feel brand new. I wanted to look like a woman. So, therefore, I'm loving this haircut. The reason why I got my hair tied up right now, some of y'all can see, is because my sides are curled up and nappy. So, decided to do this. But, yes, when a woman breaks up with you, she's going to cry for about a week. Then next week, she's going to, you know what? I got this. I can handle myself. I can do this. And then next thing you know, she's going to be looking good. And then the ex is going to be like, damn, bro, you know what? She look fine, bro. She really holding herself down, man. I was tripping. Yeah, you were tripping. All right, so here are a few tips to start dating again after a bad breakup. So, rule number one, don't rush it. Sometimes I'm thankful for my homeboys because they always tell me, you know what, son, you're not really ready for no relationship. Why do you want one? And every time they ask me that, I'm like, son, I don't even know why I want a relationship. And they're like, well, son, you don't even need one right now. Just focus on yourself. Just focus on your kids. Don't rush it. That dude gonna come. And, you know, I appreciate my homeboys for being supportive and stuff like that. Because sometimes one thing I love about my homeboys, a few of them, they don't really want sex with me. They just really genuinely care about me. They care about my feelings. So, and majority of my homeboys are from New Orleans. And I appreciate you guys just being there because y'all know sometimes I get crazy. Sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about. And y'all put me in my place sometimes. Half the time, I be wanting to punch y'all. But, you know, thank y'all, you know. My homegirls, they do the same thing. My sister, she'll put me in my place. Now, my sister, she's kind of she's real deep. And sometimes I'm like, bro, you know what? Susie, you right. So don't rush it. After you break up with somebody, don't rush it. Take time to find who you are. Find yourself, you know? And then you don't want to put all your baggage into this next person. So don't rush it. All right, tip number two. When you are ready, Go out on one date with someone, anyone who isn't like your ex. True. Now this is my thing. I have a thing for dreadheads. My first love is a dreadhead, and after that, I've been trying to find somebody. I was trying to find somebody who either have dreads, who has like gold in their mouth. They kind of thuggish, ruggish kind of look, and you know, just a you know, somebody like that. I feel like, well, you know what, this man, he can you know, keep me secure because he's hard and stuff like that. Nah, that was a recipe for disaster. So now I'm into like bald headed, dark skinned guys with beards. I like guys with beards, but I also want a guy who has something going for himself, a guy who respects his mother, a guy who loves God, you know, all of that. Because like I said, I got 3 kids, and you know, pretty soon we'll be knocking on 30, and I need a stepdaddy. All right, all right. So, oh Lord, my daughter woke up. So, tip number 3: only have sex if you want to. Yeah, that's true. We all grown. And sometimes sex gives us a feeling that we need, things like that. So only have sex when you want to. I'm not going to go in this topic. All right. Number 4, honor every feeling that arises. You know, don't, you know, all because you broke up with this person, don't keep yourself bottled in. Write down, you know, things that frustrated you about their breakup, things that saddened you, and how in your next relationship, you're not going to bring what your baggage was into that next relationship. You know, move forward, but be smart when you're moving forward and you're moving on. All right. Number 5, be honest with yourself and others about what you can offer. Please do. Because sometimes if you don't bring what happened, you know, talk about your past to that person, only to a person that's going to understand you is not going to take advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? You know, because sometimes everybody, some people will listen to your past and they'll try to destroy it, while other people, they will listen to your past and try to help you fix it. So be mindful. Take your time. You can be dating for a year. Don't date how long ever you want to date. You guys, I honestly feel like you don't have to have a title or anything like that. Just date, you know, and figure this person out. And also, this is another thing. Some of y'all may not be spiritual like me, but ex God, you know, is this person right for me? Do I really want to be with this person or not? I've been dealing with a lot of pain, God, and you know I have. So please let this person be temporary, or let him be permanent. You know what I'm saying? Then, or let her be permanent. Next thing you know, if that person's meant to stay in your life, they're going to stay in your life. If that person's meant to be only for a lesson, then they'll be for a lesson. All right, number 6, honor your space. Please honor your space. You may have been the toxic one in that relationship. Honor your space, you know. Take time out for yourself. You know, some, like, last year I used to play a lot, like, man, I'm about to shoot my shot. Man, I got shot down. All this other stuff. But, you know, now I'm taking that time to honor my space and honor myself so I can be together for whoever I'm destined to be with. So, honor your space. That's a real good one. Number 7, understand that loving someone doesn't mean you would be with them. That is true. You can love someone so much, but it does not mean that y'all are meant to be together. That is. I totally agree with that. Now, number 8. Recognize the love that surrounds you and honor it. All right. So, let me go deep into this. If you don't do that, you're going to pour your love into people who are not right for you, hoping that you will get it back. Now, that's true. Because I feel like some of us, we made these mistakes thinking that, you know, oh, this guy's, you know, we fell in love with the wrong people. And then we end up falling in love with those same people. We have to step out of that comfort zone and be with somebody who makes us uncomfortable, you know, things like that. So, those are the top 7. I mean, top, I can't count. Those are the top 8 things. I'm going to go over and get this list again. How to start dating again after a bad breakup. This is all on EliteDaily.com. Recognize the love that surrounds you and honor it. Number 7. Understand that loving someone doesn't mean you will be with them. Please understand that. Number 6. Honor your space. Honor your space. Number 5. Be honest with yourself. Ask others about what you can offer. Okay. Number 4. Honor every feeling that arises. Number 3. Only have sex if you want to. Number two, when you're ready, go out on a date with someone, anyone who isn't like your ex. Please don't date somebody that's like your ex, because that means you're not even over them yet. And number one, don't rush it. So don't rush, you know, just take your time after a bad breakup. You know, some of these, don't let these bad breakups scar you to make you feel like you can't get through, like you're not going to make without this person. A lot of times, some of us, we go back to the same person because y'all feel like that's all we know. And I feel like this is just a test. We're going to come out strong. And then next thing you know, you're in the hospital or y'all done broke up. You done got exposed. This guy doesn't want you and all this other stuff. It can create a toxic environment and things like that. So take your time. Take your time when it comes to loving yourself again and you know, trying to understand who you are as a person. Find your identity, because if you don't know who you are, then you would never be happy in a relationship. So I'm about to wrap this up. This is just part two. My daughter's up. This is part two of Getting Real and Uncut with Cynthia D. I'm about to fix it. Make sure you tune in to my podcast every Tuesday, every Thursday on Anchor.fm and Spotify. We're going to keep doing this. Like, this is only the beginning, you know, because Getting Real and Uncut with Cynthia D is going to take off soon, y'all. I'm telling y'all that. Make sure you always put God first in everything that you do. And I will holler at you guys next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Thank you for tuning in to Getting Real and Uncut with Cynthia D, y'all. Peace out. You just had to wake up when I was doing this stuff, girl.